It's interesting. Having made known unto us the mystery. Whatever it is that was mysterious about God's will, it's not so mysterious to me. And I see that. Because when I try to tell people things like, oh, God predestined, you know, and they're like, oh, how can that be? And it's like so hard for them to understand. For many people, it's so easy to understand. I try to teach it in a way that it is easy to understand. And I wish, if anything, I could enlighten some. And those who are enlightened, if I could add something to you, well, then it's enough for me. According to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. He didn't take counsel with anybody. God just purposed it in himself. In me, I'm going to, this is what I'm going to do. See, it's not, you know, faith comes from within me. No, no, it comes from within God. Everything comes from God. It comes from in him. His purposes are in himself. He didn't look around and say, hey, what do you guys think I should do? I was thinking about making a world, maybe, and what do you think? Lucifer, what do you say? Verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven. Actually, there's plural there. In heavens, the heavens, and which are on earth, in him. In all the heavens. That heaven is plural. It's the heavens. It's interesting. Because there could be, you know, what is the heavens anyways? Is it different galaxies? Or is it like an entirely different universe that is beyond vision? Of course, a lot of galaxies are beyond our vision. But even beyond what science can even see. I sure know there's things out there beyond what science can see. Maybe the heaven we consider like the universe is just like the lower regions of heaven. And that the real heaven's not even there. You know? Interesting. At least to me, anyways. I like to conjecture about things like that in myself, usually. But every once in a while, it slips out. Because I don't have an answer for it. I don't usually like to talk about it. All right, verse 10, again. The dispensation. You know, there's a whole lot of dispensationalism. I am not a dispensationalist. That system is so perverse. It's not worthy to be the way they use and abuse the scriptures using that system. See, they come up with a framework and they lay it over the scripture and say, this is how you ought to interpret rightly dividing the word. It's more like taking a beef and chopping it up into little cutlets. It's such a bastardization of the scriptures. Dispensation is simply oikonomia, where we get our word economy, but it means administration. Okay? That means as the fullness of times are administered by God. Doesn't mean that there's like a separate administration for this. There's a grace period, there's a wrath period, there's a blah blah period. Dispensation of the fullness of times, but a dispensation isn't a time in and of itself. All it is, you know, literally, oikonomia means house, oikos, nomia, law, or a house distributor, because the word law, nomia, doesn't really mean, it means to distribute, and that's where law comes from, is something that comes down, I think something like that, don't quote me on that part, but, you know, house distributor, or the law of the house, so to speak, you know, the way the house is ordered and lawed and distributed. Yeah, God changes the way he deals with things over time, no doubt. I'm not denying that. I'm just saying the doctrine of dispensationalism is perverse. It leads you to false prophecy. And they use it to support the idea that God forbid, the elect of God wouldn't be present on the earth during the greatest prophetic outpouring in all of history. I mean, the end times. It's like, I'm going to be there. Maybe by the Holy Ghost I said that. I usually would say, if I ever see it, you know, that's how I usually couch it in my human terms, I'm going to be there. And when I do get there, I'm going to execute my prophetic office as God has chosen me from before I was in my mother's womb that I should walk in those things. And the idea of missing that, you cowards. You have no part in Christ. You know why? You're afraid of suffering. We are appointed to affliction. As Paul had said in 1 Thessalonians, I think it's chapter 3, verse 3, but maybe it's not. Why don't you look it up if you don't know? We are appointed to affliction. How do you think Christ is going to be formed in me if I don't have affliction? If we suffer with him, we will also reign with him. We think he's just going to take the first, you know, zip out of here, and then you're going to reign like a fat little dumpling. So thank God, show me, I repent. So I want to be temperate in all things, especially the way I look at the food we consume. Not just for pleasure, but it's like it is mere nourishment. Let that suffice. I repent that I've ever been a big fat guy. That in the dispensation of the fullest, I guess, because when I look at ministers and I see these fat ministers, and you know what, I don't want to get on against, it's because it's my current crusade in myself, okay? And I don't want to come down on heavy people. Except that the judgment of God, we need to be tempered, right? And I don't want to stick out among the prophets as the fat prophet. I'm sorry. I look at it different for ladies, honestly, especially mothers. There's a certain amount of, fat that is appropriate for a matronly woman, a mother. Of course, within ourselves, we know what sin is, right? Okay? So I don't want to let you off the hook if you have a conviction. Seek it in faith and you will obtain it. I promise you. God has shown me the way. One day, all of a sudden, it just turned my mind around. I realized it's like, I just couldn't eat that food anymore like that. No. Right? One day, he just came and changed the way I thought. He abounded toward me in his grace, in all wisdom and prudence. But don't give up. And don't think I got to do it myself, That's a lot of times, if you seek it by law, why is God didn't want you to think, I did it. If you're one of his, he wants you to understand that he is giving it to you.